We are living in the end times. The church has to understand the times and know what to do. The Bible contains prophecy about current and future events. Join Reverend I.T. Matura as he does an exposition of the book of Revelations.
Greetings, saints. Welcome again to our exposition of the book of Revelation. I hope and pray that you are being blessed, you are being equipped, you are being empowered through the word, that these studies are bringing revelation and insight into your life and wisdom that you can practically apply in your daily living and in your ministry and also in your career. I want us to understand that we are not speculating here. There's a lot of information that goes around social media, and you must be able to discern. Many of these other things sometimes are not scriptural. What we are teaching here is based on scripture. The foundation of the lessons are from the Bible, and you have a guarantee that when you stick with the word, you will not go wrong. So I would encourage you now to take out your Bible. Let's open to chapter number 6. Take out your notebook. Get ready to write and write down the lessons, write down notes. That's very important. Now, I'm going to begin with an overview of chapter 6, and then I'll look at the 7 lessons that we learn from this chapter. So this is lesson number 7, and we're looking at the 7 seals. I've titled it the 7 seals. Now, this chapter reveals the beginning of tribulation. Now, there's a time that is prophesied in the Bible called tribulation, or the great tribulation. That is 7 years of intense suffering, pain, and hardship that will come upon the earth like has never been experienced before. I know there have been times of difficulty in this world in the past, famines, earthquakes, there have been wars, but these 7 years will be extreme years of suffering, and these are called the years of tribulation. And now John sees in the realm of the spirit beings that will be released on earth to unleash this tribulation, this time of pain, this time of suffering. It is not a time that anyone, or you'd wish even on your worst enemy, to go through that time. That's why God presented a way of escape, that is Jesus Christ, that whoever believes would not go through this, because the blood of Jesus would preserve him. But because people deny the gospel and deny the blood and the work of the cross, they'll end up caught up in the tribulation, because God will be releasing his wrath and releasing his vengeance upon the earth. Now, from verse 1 to verse 2, we see that the first seal is opened. John is invited by one of the four living creatures to look, and when he looks, he sees a white horse, and the rider of the horse had a bow, that bow and arrow, but it was just a bow, and he had a crown on him, and he was given conquering power. So he went around the earth conquering and defeating. Now, white can signify peace, but it also signifies victory and overcoming. So this horse was a white horse. Then verse 3 to verse 4, the second seal is opened, and John sees a fiery red horse, and this horse was given power to take away peace from the earth, and it will cause war and bloodshed. And you look at the car, it is red, causing red blood to flow in the streets and in the towns and in the nations, and many will die because of war, because this is a horse that will cause a lot of suffering because of war. And when you look at verse 5 and verse number 6, if you are there, you see that the third seal is opened, and John saw a black horse, and the rider of the horse had a pair of scales, and this rider was given power to destroy, causing pain because of a famine that goes throughout the earth, and it will cause untold suffering and pain among the people. But one other thing is, this rider, the rider of this horse, is holding a pair of scales. Now, scales are a symbol of justice, and there's justice that is being ushered out on earth, and God is releasing his vengeance and releasing justice on the earth. You read verse 6, and it says, I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, 3 quarts of barley for a denarius. Do not harm the oil and the wine. So you see, even in the midst of the wrath of God, God will still preserve a remnant where he says, do not harm the oil and the wine. That's the remnant that will still be on earth even during the time of the tribulation. So God is still a God of mercy. Even in his wrath, he will show mercy, because there will be a remnant that will be excluded, or one that will not be harmed. You see that in the preceding chapters as we studied, chapter 6, 7, going forward, chapter 8, you see a remnant that is set apart by God. Now, we look further, verse 7 to 8, the fourth seal is open. John saw a pale horse, and the name of the rider was Death, and close to him, riding along with him, was Hades. And he was given power to kill a fourth of the earth. Imagine now, we're about 7 billion people. A fourth of the earth is almost about 1.5 billion people that are taken off the face of the earth. The Bible says in verse number 8, and power was given to them over fourths of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. So death begins to reign and sweep over. Now, if you remember in the book of Exodus, the angel of death is released into Egypt, and God says to Israel, make sure the blood is on your doorstep, the blood of the lamb, so that when the angel comes, he will pass you over. Now this time there is no blood for them to put on their doorstep, so the earth is exposed to the wrath of God, and the angel of death comes riding on a pale horse, and that pale horse signifying death and gloom, and fourth of the earth is swept off the face of the earth, and death reigns over the earth. Verse 9 to 11, the fifth seal is opened. John saw under the altar, there is an altar that is in heaven, and under that altar there were souls of the saints that were slain for the word of God, or the testimony of God, or the testimony of Jesus, and they were crying for vengeance for their blood, and they were saying, God, when are you going to avenge our blood? Then God gives them white robes and says, wait a little until the blood of martyrs is complete. So he's saying, wait until those that have been killed for the gospel or for the word, that number, there is a number that has to be complete. So they are told to wait. So you know that over the years, Christians have been persecuted. From the time of the Roman Empire, Christians have been killed for the gospel. In the time of Nero, AD 70, AD 100, Christians were thrown into stadiums, chased and eaten alive by animals, by lions, by tigers, thrown into burnt alive. You see that as John is writing this book of Revelation, he's on an island of Patmos where he had been removed his eyes and he's being persecuted. The church was under persecution. So there are many martyrs that have been killed even before the church in the Old Testament, prophets that have been killed, and their blood cries out. You remember the blood of Abel when Cain killed him, the blood cried out, and God says, the blood of your brother is crying out against you. So blood has a voice and it speaks, and the blood of these saints that have been killed for the gospel, they were under the altar and they were crying out for vengeance, and God says, wait a while. We continue and we look at verse 12 to verse 17. The sixth seal is opened. There is a great earthquake. The sun turned dark. The moon turned red. Stars begin to fall from the sky. You can imagine the stars over the belt of the Earth atmosphere, the asteroids that are there. They are these huge rocks that just fly in space. Imagine those then coming down and hitting on Earth. The Bible says people, kings, slaves alike, all ran to hide themselves in caves, and they cried that the mountains and caves would fall upon them, so that the wrath of God would, they would escape the wrath of God, but they could not escape the wrath of God even in a cave. Why? Because you can't escape by hiding in a cave. The only way of escape was through the blood of Jesus. It was the way that God provided for us to escape his wrath, to escape his vengeance. Now, under tribulation, kings are crying, servants are crying, slaves are crying. It almost mirrors this situation. I'm not saying it's tribulation, But we are living in a time where there is a pandemic, and this pandemic is cutting across kings, young, old, slaves, poor, rich. It is just cutting across. In this time of the great tribulation, it will cut across, and kings will run even to caves, leave their palaces, and run to mountains to try and hide. But even those mountains will not be able to help them. It will be a perilous time. It will be a difficult time. It is a time that is to be avoided, that we make sure as many people do not get into this time of tribulation. There are 6-7 lessons that we can learn from this chapter, chapter number 6. And we want to look at those 7 lessons before we wrap up this lesson today. Now, the first lesson, the opening of the seals revealed the end of the dispensation of grace and the beginning of the dispensation of God's judgment and vengeance. So there's a dispensation that we are in now, which is the dispensation of grace, where we are saved by grace through faith, that no matter what you have done, no matter what you have committed, whether it's murder, whatever crime you have done, when you come to God and believe in Jesus, your sins are forgiven. You are washed clean. It is grace. But there's coming a time where grace will no longer be there. And it will be a season where the vengeance and the wrath of God and his justice will be manifest on earth. Now, this will be a difficult season because the blood will no longer be there to save. The gospel will no longer be there because the church is gone. But God says, I am the God of vengeance. He says, vengeance belongs to me. And you know, it is very important that we understand the season and the time that we are living in and know that it will soon come to an end. Number 2, each seal unleashes tribulation that had been held back by God because of the blood of Jesus. So when Jesus was on the cross, he took the pain. He took the wrath of God that was supposed to come on us. God received that wrath upon him. Because Christ received that wrath, he carried that wrath for us. That's why he was beaten. That's why he was flogged. That's why he was pierced. He was nailed. And his blood was shed for us. So that blood has been holding back the wrath of God upon the earth. But now, when people reject that blood, the Bible says, what shall remain there for to redeem people if they trample underfoot the blood of the Lamb? So when the blood has been rejected and the church has been removed from the earth, there is nothing left to hold back the wrath of God. And when the seals are opened, the wrath of God is manifest. And that's why you see only Christ is able to open the seals, because he is the one who has the justification, who has the qualification, because he carried the wrath of God. He is the one who went on the cross. But now when people have rejected his work on the cross, he begins to open the seals that release the tribulation upon the earth. Lesson number 3, the natural world is affected by the spirit world. You see that whatever takes place during this time of tribulation, you see John first sees spiritual horses that come out, and they are riders that are spirits that are riding upon them. And these unleash tribulation on earth. It is important as believers to understand that there is power in the spirit realm that affects what takes on here on earth. So whatever we see, we must be able to deal with it first in the realm of the spirit. That's why Apostle Paul says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, Ephesians chapter 6, but against powers of darkness, principalities, rulers in high places. We wrestle against demonic forces that try and influence and cause harm upon the earth. And the church has to be able to defend and be able to operate and use our weapons of warfare in order to defeat the weapons of the enemy. Lesson number 4, the spirit beings have access to the natural world. So they are spirit beings, and these spirit beings have access. Now, John sees horses, and these are not natural horses, they are spiritual horses. You remember when Elijah went up to heaven, the Bible says, and horses of fire and chariots of fire appeared and separated him from Elijah. These were not natural horses. These were horses that could run in the air. Spirit horses. Even Elisha at one time was surrounded by horses of fire. So you see that there are spirit beings that affect the earth. And these beings cause, depending on which kingdom they belong, whether it is the kingdom of God or the kingdom of the enemy, they have an influence and they have access to influence certain things on earth. And us as believers, we need the spirit of discernment, and we need understanding, and we need to know how to deal with these things. Now, these beings are released here. In this case, it is during the time of tribulation, and they go out and they cause a lot of suffering. Even now, when we see things like pandemic, it is a spirit of infirmity. And these things don't just happen without spiritual beings that have been released to cause havoc. Even though it then manifests in the natural, we must understand the realm of the spirit. Lesson number 5. The church must preach the gospel while it is still day, before night comes. Bazalwane, night is coming, a time where we cannot preach the gospel. During the tribulation, there is no preaching of the gospel. The church is gone. The time that we have is now to preach the gospel to our neighbors, our relatives, our friends, our communities, to nations, before the time is over. We need to go forth and preach the gospel while people can still repent and turn to Jesus. Lesson number 6, those who died or die in for the gospel, they will be rewarded, and their blood will be avenged by the Lord. So those that have been martyred for the gospel, there is a reward for them. Those that have died for their faith, there is a reward for them. But beyond that, God says, I will put vengeance. He says, vengeance belongs to me. He who is the one, the God of justice, he will account for every blood of the saints, every drop of blood of Christian saints that has been spilled because of their faith. God will bring judgment on those that did it. 7, the last lesson. The only way to escape tribulation is by receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. There is no other way to escape this tribulation. You might have received this teaching, someone sent it to you, but you have never given your life to Christ. I want to encourage you now. The only way for your salvation, for you to escape, is by receiving Jesus Christ. I want you to pray with me now and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. It has spoken to my heart. I believe that Jesus died on the cross and he rose on the third day. I receive him into my heart as the Lord and Savior of my life. I believe from today I am cleansed by the blood of Jesus and I am a child of God. If you pray that prayer for the first time, I want you to get a Bible, start reading from the book of Romans, and I want you to find a good Bible-based church. If you don't know any, contact us. We'll guide you and help you to find a church. Let me pray with you, to everyone else, as we conclude. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father, that God, you have presented a way for us. Thank you for the work of Calvary. Thank you for the work of the cross. Thank you, Father, for the gift of Jesus Christ. For God, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Thank you, Father, that blood has redeemed us, Father, from tribulation, from the wrath that is to come. Thank you for the blood that speaks, and it speaks life. Father, we pray that as a church and as believers, we rise up in this season and we preach the gospel, that we go forth, God, and preach the gospel to nations, in our neighborhood, to our families, to our friends, that we may reach out while it is still day, before night comes. May you awaken the church, O God, that we may be awake to times and seasons. Father, we thank you, Spirit of the living God. Empower us and continue to lead us and give us the spirit of discernment in these times and seasons. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. What a blessing. Thank you so much for joining me today as we went through chapter 6. We continue tomorrow with chapter 7. Go and read chapter 7, and I believe it will be a blessing. And see you, and let's continue again tomorrow. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. For more of these teachings, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 355 0334.